Welcome to Thriving Together, stories from CCEJ, a podcast from the California Conference for Equality and Justice. Our mission is to educate and empower youth and adults to lead change for equity and justice in our communities. I'm Daniel Solis, your host, as well as a proud Taurus and an alum of the camp you'll be learning more about today. In this episode, CCEJ staff Vanessa Rodriguez talks with Lexi Nguyen, an alumna of our Building Bridges camp, where youth learn about the injustices that divide them and how together they can begin making change.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this podcast for CCEJ. We are joined with Lexi here as our volunteer with CCEJ. Lexi, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Lexi Nguyen, and I've been volunteering with CCEJ since I was in high school. I graduated in 2011, so it's been, you know, on and off volunteering for about over a decade throughout the years.
Thank you so much for coming in to record. We're going to go ahead and get started with a check-in question. The question is, what do you do? What is your go-to way to get centered?
My go-to way to get centered is really through movement and breath. I'm a huge yoga fan, and I know that going inward is incredibly powerful. And so I think that using your breath and movement, marrying the two together, is one of the most effective ways to recenter yourself.
I love doing yoga as well.
It's the best, right? When I'm done with yoga, I feel like I've ran 10 million marathons and also like achieved wisdom beyond my years after 1 hour session.
Yes, absolutely. It's just like at the end and they say soothing things and you lay there.
Yes.
It's so nice.
Yes.
So for me, my go-to way is turning my brain off and going straight to Netflix. I love watching reality Netflix shows.
What are you watching right now?
I actually just finished watching Selling the OC.
Oh my gosh. You know, I am also a reality-holic. I'm a Bravo-holic. I went to BravoCon last year in New York City. That is the level of fan that I am. I've been watching Real Housewives of Orange County since it came out in 2006, and I think I was in seventh grade. So at 30 years old right now. I am a diehard reality fan, so I feel you.
I love that. That's amazing. And I would love to take that conversation off the podcast to hear all of
this. Isn't going to be a BravoCon podcast.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and get right into these interview questions. Let's start by telling us about your journey to CCEJ. I know you mentioned you started in high school. Let's hear more about that.
Yeah. So I started my journey. Well, first, I'm just going to really quickly give a little bit of background about who I am. I was raised here in Long Beach. My father is Vietnamese. He immigrated to the United States shortly after the war ended, and my mom is from Long Beach. We have deep roots here in Long Beach. So I grew up here in Long Beach. I went to high school in Lakewood, and one day after school, I was hanging out with my friends, and Amy Orr, who still volunteers occasionally, actually came over to me and my group of friends and said, "Hey, you guys, follow me to this classroom." And so we go inside a classroom and I'm sitting at the desk and we start getting passed papers about some kind of a camp. And I start to realize that, you know, this is an opportunity to go to a camp with my friends for the weekend. And, you know, she had gotten the whole group of us. So we all like signed away and then went home and asked our parents to sign too. And we ended up going to CCEJ. And that was really how I got started with CCEJ, is going as a camper in 2011. It was April 2011. And the rest is history.
April 2011. I'm going to have to go back through the archives and find the camp photo for that.
Yeah, it's there.
I'm sure we have it downstairs.
I still have it.
Oh, please share it with the alumni network. That'd be awesome.
Will do.
So what keeps you engaged with CCEJ after being a camper?
I think what keeps me being involved with CCEJ, well, there's a multitude of reasons, right? I think first and foremost was understanding the effect it had on my own personal life and my journey as I even graduated from high school, left the camp, went on to college, it profoundly impacted who I am today. Really, it truly changed my life for the better because, you know, I underwent an experience at camp that altered who I am. You know, it allowed me to understand empathy for others and that others that I go to school with have their own stories that aren't similar to mine, but there are also similarities in our stories as well, right? So that's one of the reasons why I keep coming back is because I know what effect it had on me. And then the other thing is the organization continues to evolve constantly. And I appreciate that so much coming from a nonprofit background myself. Knowing that a nonprofit organization is continuing to evolve to meet the needs of its community and the folks who we serve with our programs at CCEJ, that's something I take really seriously, is that evolution and growth and consistent ability to meet the needs of students and change lives of our community members through powerful work like CCEJ does.
So, like, what kind of advice would you give youth wondering about going to camp?
I would take the same advice that I gave to myself when I followed Amy Orr into a classroom, which is to try something on. It's something, a phrase we use at CCEJ all the time. And, you know, you really want to expose yourself to new experiences. And maybe you don't know what to expect, but that's okay. That's going to happen all the time in life. So why not go experience something new? And go up to camp. I mean, camp is beautiful beyond just what we experience in the rooms. It's a beautiful environment. And so I would say try something new and experience something outside of your comfort zone.
How many camps have you been involved with? Or how many have you been a camper? And then how many have you come back as a volunteer?
So I was a camper once. So it was my senior year, and that's why it was only the one time. Amy, you should have gotten me earlier. But beyond that, I've honestly lost count of how many I've been to. I would have to, like, sit here and go through it. If I had a rough estimation, 6 or 7 camps as a volunteer.
Mm. Wow, and that's so cool because it really just all started with you as a camper, and it only took that one time as a camper for you to be hooked and come back as a volunteer.
Exactly. It was, like I said, a profound experience. I would not have majored in political science. I would not have gone into mission-driven environments. I would not have been aware of racism and oppression and biases in our system had I not gone to this camp as a high schooler. And I just think how powerful it could have been had I experienced this programming a lot earlier, right? And I don't mean programming like we're programming you. I mean, if I had had that camp in elementary or middle school way before I was about to become an adult and go to college, just imagining how different and easier my experience at school would have been because of an understanding of fundamental systemic oppressions and just how to communicate with one another to overcome and resolve any kind of conflict around those things. So, yeah, I love CCEJ.
Thank you. I'm going to save that as a soundbite.
I know. Thank you for that. As soon as I said it, I was like, here we go.
Yeah. And I also love that, you know, how you bring up wishing you had that experience earlier in life, you know.
I mean, imagine. Why not? You know, mm-hmm. The earlier, the better. It's not like this is irrelevant in second grade. It's relevant. We are mm-hmm. having these experiences as soon as we enter any kind of social environment, right? So I think starting earlier is better because we're giving students tools, we're giving youth tools how to resolve conflict and language to understand subtle things that are happening around them that are not often talked about in the classroom. So it's so important.
So what would you say is your biggest takeaway from being involved in not only camp but other CCEJ programs?
My biggest takeaway is overlaying all of the practices and knowledge that I have gleaned from CCEJ into my own personal career, personal life, just every aspect of my life, right? I'm able to walk into situations and environments with the lens of anti-bias and understanding these systemic structures that are kind of stacked against us in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And when I say us, I mean just us as a society broadly. That is kind of one of the biggest
takeaways.
Thank you.
Thank you. So those are all of the scripted questions I have, but let me just open it up. Do you have any other thoughts, any questions for me?
Being new to CCEJ and its activities as an organization and the ideas that this organization, you know, promotes. Mm-hmm. What are your biggest takeaways in the past few? How long has it been now, Vanessa?
It's been 6 months, like officially next week, actually.
Yay!
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, yes.
Put the applause button here.
Yeah, so what are your biggest takeaways in the 6 months you've been here?
I've actually learned so much. When I joined CCEJ, I was pretty new to all things social justice. These topics were definitely things that I've talked about and, you know, I'm aware of. But yeah, my time with CCEJ, I've been to one day of camp. And I was there. Yes, you were there. And it was a really great experience. Even in that one day, you really see like the community that gets built in just a weekend. I kind of talked to some people and, you know, them telling me that, oh, they had never met before, but here they are on the last day of camp and, you know, they've got friendship bracelets and all the fun community bonded things. Another thing that I was able to participate in was Building Bridges Leadership Academy, which you were also there for as a facilitator. And really, I think my biggest takeaway from all of that is that I think CCEJ and like the facilitators all have just the knowledge to be able to hold a conversation and have those important questions asked. And it's so cool hearing everybody else's perspective. I think my biggest takeaway is how to communicate and how to hear out other people and all of those things.
Which are highly crucial things that we use in our everyday lives, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it can only serve to help you in your life. And I'm happy you're here. You've been such a vibrant energy.
Thank you.
Since you've come on board. So it's been great. And it was great working with you at BBLA. I do have one story about Kimmy Manicase. So it's like a full circle moment. So when I first went to camp, Kimmy, who was the former executive director of CCEJ, was actually not the executive director at that time in 2011, but she was my camp co-director. I remember as a high schooler, I was, you know, so impressed by Kimmy, and I looked up to her because she was this camp co-director. I kept in touch with her after I graduated high school, but then we lost touch kind of somewhere along the way, and then when I got back with CCEJ, she wasn't the executive director anymore. We had an event, a luncheon, where we were facilitating, and when we broke out into our facilitation groups, Kimmy and I were co-facilitators. And for me, that was just such a full circle moment of how this work builds strong relationships and community. And then also to start out as a 17-year-old high school camper and have this individual who I looked up to finally be a co-facilitator alongside me was beyond amazing. And so, like, I just tell that story because these are lifetime connections, and this is a lifetime community. And beyond that, this is lifetime work, right? So that's like one of my favorite CCEJ stories, and I like to tell it because, you know, it's just full circle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And that is so true. Again, you know, going back to those relationships that are formed in such a short period of time, but it's because you're connecting on all of these really deep conversations that are really important to have.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're getting to, you know, the meat of personal connections. That doesn't sound very beautiful or eloquent, but that is just one of my favorite stories around CCEJ, a real, like, moment for me was co-facilitating alongside her and getting to see the work she's doing for the Filipino community right now. And, you know, these connections are really, they'd last forever.
All right. Well, then I'll see you forever.
Okay. I'll see you forever.
Hanging out forever.
I'm not objecting to that.
Awesome. So, yeah, just to kind of wrap it up a little bit, do you want to share anything you're working on, like any passion projects?
I do housing advocacy and organizing. And right now, you know, there is a lot of things going on, and Long Beach is 60% renters, and the rest of California as well is a high population of renters. And so what I do want to plug is, if you or someone you know is experiencing any kind of issues around your rental situation or your housing situation, because we have a crisis of homelessness in this state and the larger country on a whole, if you are experiencing that, please seek out your local tenants union, because there are organizers who are here to help you. And then I'm going to do a personal plug. If you want to reach out to me directly and you're in California or the Long Beach area, I am part of Los Angeles Tenants Union, the Wilmington South Bay Long Beach local, and you can reach me at Instagram at LEFTIELEXIE, Lefty Lexi, because I'm left-handed. So if you're experiencing anything like that, I want to just put a call out there that you're not alone in these kinds of issues, and there are tenants unions there to support you. I think it's really important.
Thank you for joining us. How exciting. This was our first podcast recording.
I had so much fun. Yay. I loved it.
Thank you so much to Lexi for sharing her story. If you're interested to learn more about CCJ's camp and youth leadership programs, visit our website at www.cacej.org. Once again, I'm Daniel Solis, and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to hear more stories of thriving together.